She's the representative of the Edmonton Strathcona riding. She will represent the New Democratic Party of Canada once again at the 2021 federal election. The NDP candidates for Edmonton Strathcona will talk about her campaign and what she will do for the Francophone community. I have the pleasure to interview Madame Heather MacPherson. Hi, Heather.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for having me.
First of all, within your writings, there's the Cité Francophone, which reunite a lot of Francophone associations. There's also the Campus Saint-Jean, which is a French pavilion of the University of Alberta. So what are you going to bring to the Francophone community this year?
Well, I mean, the Francophone community adds so much to Edmonton Strathcona. It's in the heart of this riding. It's the heart of the French community in Alberta. And some may even say the heart of the French community in Western Canada, because, of course, Campus Saint-Jean is the only only Francophone campus in Western Canada. Mm-hmm. And so over the last year and a half, almost 2 years that I've been the Member of Parliament, we've been working very closely with the French community to try to find ways to increase support for Franco-Albertans and make sure that our community is allowed to continue to thrive. Now, the biggest risk for us right now is for Campus Saint-Jean. So we know that the provincial government has made massive cuts to the University of Alberta, and that even though there is a legal agreement between the province, the university, and Campus Saint-Jean that's been in place since 1976, the provincial government is not living up to their obligations. And so there is some real concern that Campus Saint-Jean will have to close, that there'll be impacts on the campus. And for me, that's completely unacceptable for a number of reasons, not least of which the impact on our ability to have French teachers in our French schools and also in our immersion schools is deeply impacted when we don't have this campus. So I've been fighting very, very hard. I've stood up in the House of Commons. I've reached out to the minister many, many times to try to secure funding for Campus Saint-Jean. Now, we did get some good news just 2 weeks ago, I guess, now. Yeah. That the federal government has come back with a 95% match for funds for Campus Saint-Jean. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we still haven't heard from the premier and from the provincial government on whether they will make that 5% match. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to push. I'll continue to push the federal government. If the provincial government doesn't come to the table, we have to do everything we can to protect the campus. That's going to be a huge priority for us.
You answer my next question about the Campus Saint-Jean that struggled financially and received more than $120 million from the federal government, but still not approved yet by the provincial government. But is there any other steps that you will try to push for the provincial government to accept this money?
Well, I've done a lot of work with a number of different partners. I've worked with Senator Simons. She's very interested in this issue and has been doing an awful lot of work on that, so I've been working with her. And then I actually did some work with David Egan, who is the Alberta NDP post-secondary education critic. And so him and I had a press conference just about a month ago asking for emergency funds for Campus Saint-Jean and pressing the government, the provincial government, to come to the table. I think at this point we need to continue to keep the heat, I guess, keep Mr. Kenney's feet to the fire, because when the federal government is willing to come to the table, when they're willing to come to the table with a agreement like 95% of the match, people in Edmonton Strathcona and people across Alberta and Canada should be outraged if our provincial government doesn't come to the table. So we'll keep calling on him to do that. I know that during this federal election, he's been a little bit missing in action, so hopefully he will come out from wherever he is and deal with this as fast as possible.
And some people have a hard time to get a service in French here in Edmonton and in Alberta. What will you try to bring more French speaker in medical clinics, the City of Edmonton Council, or EPCOR, and any other resources? What are you going to do to bring more French services?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, my French is not as strong as it should be. I've made sure that my children, of course, speak French, but my French is still a work in progress. Mm-hmm. But I will say that I stand in the House of Commons time and time again. In fact, many of my colleagues from the Bloc and from Quebec have comment on the fact that I am always standing in the House of Commons fighting for Franco-Albertans. So knowing that people should be able to access federal institutions, federal services in French or English, because we are a bilingual country, means that we need to prioritize that, and we need to continue to push for that. We've seen over, you know, the last decade that there's an increase in the number of Albertans that are speaking French, but that French as a language that's being used in Canada is decreasing. So it does need to be protected, and we do need to make sure all federal institutions, you can access those services and those resources in French or English. So we've been fighting for that. I've worked very close with my colleague, Alex Boularis, who is the Member of Parliament for Rosemont-Petit-Patrie, and just to move this forward and to get people outside of Quebec to recognize that Alberta has a strong Franco community that needs support, that needs to be invested in, I guess.
If we put the Francophone aside, what's going to be the most important stake this year's election for you and your party?
There's so many things that we saw out of COVID-19. There's so many lessons, I think, to be learned from COVID-19. And I think, you know, Alberta wasn't in a very good state before the pandemic. We had the highest number of unemployment for men under 25, for example. Our economy was very, very sluggish. Mm-hmm. And that was before, you know, an 18-month lockdown. So I think for me, for Albertans and for people across Canada, I think recovering from COVID-19 is important, making sure people get their jobs back, that we have our small businesses are supported, that we're able to get back on our feet. But I also think it's those lessons that we learned during COVID. So we saw what happened in long-term care homes. We need to fix that. Mm-hmm. We know that we need a stronger healthcare system that includes pharmacare and mental health care support. You know, we know childcare is one of the key priorities that will help for an economic recovery. It's something the Royal Bank and the Chamber of Commerce have called for. So all of those issues are important. But for Alberta specifically, investment in our post-secondary is important, making sure that we're diversifying our economy to recognize that there is a climate crisis, but that we also want to make sure that our incredibly skilled and trained workers have good family-sustaining jobs. I mean, those are all big priorities for us. It's a really important election because it is going to set sort of the tone or the roadmap for what the next several decades look like. And I think right now people are feeling like we're on this precipice of you know, we need significant change, and how that comes about, I think, will be really important.
It was Heather MacPherson, candidate and current representative of the New Democratic Party of Canada in the riding of Edmonton Strathcona. She gives us her proposition for the 2021 federal election about the Francophone community in Edmonton. So I wish you good luck for this year's election, and thank you for your time, Madam Heather MacPherson.
Thank you so much for having me.